From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Native dancers celebrated the opening of the National Museum of the American Indian on the National Mall today. And just up the street, lawmakers heard about conditions in prisons and jails on reservations. One official called them a national disgrace. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, Washington has been hearing about these problems for a long time, but little has changed.
1994, the Interior Department's Inspector General reports on mismanagement of prisons on Native land. 1997, the Department of Justice releases another jail report called A Public Safety Crisis in Indian Country. 1998, a top Interior Department official testifies before Congress about decrepit conditions. Now, Montana Senator Max Baucus says yet another report shows the problem may only have gotten worse.
At the Blackfeet Prison in Montana, every single officer has been assaulted the past year. Every one. Some facilities have inadequate plumbing. Sewage floods the jails. Many have no medical units. Some prisons do not even have adequate locks.
Those are the findings of the latest report from the Interior Department's Inspector General delivered today to the Senate Finance Committee. The department's Bureau of Indian Affairs is responsible for the 72 facilities, but according to the Inspector General, the BIA has done little with the money Congress has doled out in recent years to address this decaying infrastructure. And despite renewed attention this past year, Inspector General Earl Devaney said the undertrained staff at these prisons cannot prevent an unusually high number of deaths and escapes.
Just since August, there have been two new deaths, at least five more suicide attempts, and an alarming 16 new escapes from Indian Country jails.
One victim of this neglect, Cindy Gilbert Sohappy, a 16-year-old described by her aunt and guardian, Corinna Sohappy, as a popular, smart young lady. Cindy attended Chamawa Indian School in Salem, Oregon, until last December. Corinna Sohappy testified her niece had gotten drunk and was left alone in a BIA prison cell at the school.
I was told to call Chamawa because Cindy was not breathing. When I called them, I was told that they lost her. I asked, "What did you mean? Did she get up and walk away?" They told me that she had passed away. I asked if they were sure it was Cindy. Excuse me. And the man told me that he knew Cindy, and that was her.
Corinna Sohappy was told Cindy's blood alcohol level was so high she'd stop breathing after she'd been left unattended in her cell for 3 hours. David Anderson, head of Indian Affairs for the Interior Department, said he developed a plan to address these problems shortly after he started his job last February. He says he's already fixed some of the worst repair problems and is trying to make his department accountable. But Anderson told the committee the condition of Indian prisons is also a reflection of life outside.
We just don't have third world conditions in jails. I am first faced with third world housing problems. I'm faced with third world substance abuse problems. We have 50% to 80% unemployment throughout Indian Country.
The Department of Justice has stepped up funding for construction of new prisons, but officials say they often lack the money and staff to actually open the facilities, so they sit unused. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.